The book is written by a man called Rabbeinu Azaria Minho Adomim. His Italian name was Azaria de Rossi. Minho Adomim is the word de Rossi, the red, from the red. And the name of the book is called Ma'or Einayim, light, to light the eyes. And the book is a three-volume work, but it's a critical history of the Jewish people. What do I mean by a critical history? He takes after a lot of people and a lot of events, and he denies many things that in Jewish legend and thought were accepted. It is a completely Renaissance book. It is, if you want to have an example of a Jewish book of the Renaissance, it's probably the only one that fits the bill. It has the skepticism of the Renaissance, the unwillingness to accept legend and mythology as fact, the attempt to try and somehow scientifically, quote-unquote, deduce what the facts are, what the dates are, how things really happened. And as you can imagine, the book caused a great stir in its time, and it still does today. It itself is guilty of many of the inaccuracies that he blamed upon others. And his motivations for writing the book are also not clear. His enemies portrayed him in a very black light. But the book has somehow stood the test of time. And the book is quoted by many, many famous and great Jews of later centuries. And this book, the Ma'or Einayim, written by de Rossi, is a typical example of a certain spirit of skepticism that now entered into Jewish life. So you have on one hand an acceptance of Kabbalah and a belief in miracles and almost a simplistic view of religion and life. And on the other hand, you have a skeptical view. And they both claim to be believing Jews, and they both claim to be accurate and correct. This disagreement, I mean, there always have been Jews who have been skeptical, and there always have been Jews who have been simple. But this disagreement will be sharpened and heightened in the next 200 years. And it also will serve as the basis of a great division within the Jewish people. I mentioned to you that in Padua, in this period of time, there was a great rabbi, Rabbi Meir Katzenellenbogen. I think I mentioned to you also that many genealogists say that fully two-thirds or three-quarters of the Jewish people of Eastern Europe are descended or related to from his family. And even though he was in Italy, he maintained very close and warm relations with the rabbis in Poland. And he sent his grandson to Poland to be educated in Torah. His grandson was a very famous person called Rabbi Shaul Vohl, W-O-H-L, Rabbi Shaul Vohl. Again, I only want to tell you the legend, but the legend is terrific. Rabbi Shaul Vohl was a very, very wealthy person. In the 1500s, he reports an income of 800,000 rubles a year, which is untold wealth. The average laborer made less than 200 rubles a year. And even though he was so wealthy and he was so blessed with talent, etc., he had one more great gift, and that is that the non-Jews somehow tolerated him. And he was an advisor to the king of Poland, and he was an advisor to many Polish noblemen.